It's Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. As several companies are in the race to create antibody tests to get people back to work and end lockdowns, there's a greater need for the blood of those who have recovered from COVID-19. Other companies are stepping in to solicit blood donations from patients and then selling the blood to labs and manufacturers at a premium. The more antibodies in the blood, the higher the price. Some samples are selling anywhere from $350 to $40,000. Some of the companies involved say they are not profiteering, and the steps in obtaining blood is very complex. Jane Bradley, investigative reporter for the New York Times, joins us for the lucrative trade in human blood samples. Thanks for joining us, Jane.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We wanted to talk about the pretty lucrative trade in human blood samples that's going on right now during the coronavirus pandemic. You know, there are several companies that are in the race to create antibody tests to get people back to work, to end these lockdowns, but they all need blood samples from those who have recovered from COVID-19, and that's in very short supply. And right now there's a bunch of different companies that are soliciting donations for the blood, selling them to other labs and testing companies so that they can make all these tests. And sometimes they're making quite a premium off of this. Jane, tell us a little bit more about this.
As you said, this is a pretty lucrative trade that a lot of people, myself included, before I started reporting on the story, knows nothing about. So I've been reporting on kind of profiteering or those making money from the pandemic for a little while now. And when I got the message, which was a tip off about this trade or a couple of the examples in this, my jaw hit the floor, to be honest with you. It's not a trade I knew anything about. And I certainly didn't know it was raking in the kind of money that we're talking about here. So basically, these blood samples, these human blood samples, which come from people who have tested positive for coronavirus, are needed by all sorts of people for all sorts of things. They are needed by test manufacturers, scientists, medical researchers who are trying to develop either vaccines, tests for coronavirus, antibody tests in particular, or even drug treatments for the virus. And they're needed at every stage to basically test if what they're working on works properly. And there's a whole network of companies across the world who are ready to supply, to source and supply those blood samples. So the company that first came to my attention is an obscure Californian firm called Cantor BioConnect. And really, I came to know about this company by a British scientist who had been quoted some pretty, what he said were pretty outrageous prices for blood samples that he needed to develop coronavirus tests. And he had been sent a price list by Cantor BioConnect, the Californian company, for blood samples, which range from what industry experts said were kind of the more reasonable prices of anything from $350 all the way up to $3,000 for a premium sample. So that's a blood sample with a high level of antibodies in it, which is more useful for researchers, all the way up to a pretty extraordinary $40,000 for blood samples for a single donor. And those prices kind of went up by the week. On the 31st of March, they started off at $350 per milliliter, which is basically the equivalent of less than a quarter of a teaspoon. But then they went up by more than 40% over the next 3 weeks, all the way up to $500 for the cheapest sample.
You said your jaw hit the floor. That's the exact same thing that happened to me when I heard that $40,000 price tag for that one rare blood sample. But everything is in short supply. You talk about some of the scientists and doctors there in Britain, and they're used to the way the system works there. And you can go into a little more depth in that. You know, they're used to paying maybe $50 or something for a blood sample. And in some cases, they're being quoted almost $950 for blood samples. So they're getting kind of this sticker shock when they're really in desperate need of this blood so that they can make those tests, help make the treatments and all of that.
I have to say that the experts, the scientists I spoke to in Britain were the ones who were particularly shocked by these kind of prices. That's because normally in the UK, it's all kind of handled through the public health authorities or they source it directly from hospitals. And that's either for free or kind of a maximum at cost price, like you said, of around $50. Now, this is before a pandemic, so there are going to be additional costs sure. related to just how infectious the disease is. But even in the US, industry experts, regulators, test manufacturers, scientists were used to buying these blood samples, still said those prices of $3,000, $2,000, and especially $40,000 was far higher than they would even expect to pay. And the US has a much more commercial market for this kind of thing.
So explain to us a little bit how this works. There's a company such as you mentioned, Cantor BioConnect. They'll solicit some donations from people that have had the virus, and the assumption is they have antibodies in that blood so they can resell that. So they'll solicit those, then they'll resell all that blood at a premium. And you've gotten some comment, especially from Cantor BioConnect, basically saying, you know, they're not profiteering, but they were soliciting people on social media, offering them even $100 for a donation. I think they even had an online ad that said they were associated with the White House Coronavirus Task Force, things like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So these smaller companies basically source the samples literally by going on Twitter, on Facebook, and advertising primarily on social media. And they say, look, we're trying to help medical researchers develop tests. There's a shortage of these blood samples. Do you want to help science by donating your blood? And one of the women who had agreed to donate her blood, Alicia Jenkins, her friend passed on the advert to her. And she had just recently recovered from coronavirus and, you know, described these really horrific symptoms of being sat in a boiling hot bath and still shivering. The chills were that bad. Then fevers of 103 degrees, headaches, nosebleeds. And really that memory was kind of what was at the forefront of her mind, she said, when she agreed to donate her blood. She wanted to help others who were more vulnerable than her, who might benefit from her blood sample. And that's really the reasoning of a lot of these donors. They donate their blood not to make money, but because they want to help other people. And Alicia herself was said she was shocked by the $3,000 prices that were being charged for blood like she'd agreed to donate by Cantor BioConnect, and decided she didn't want to have anything to do with it and wanted to donate to a nonprofit. But these companies like Cantor BioConnect can only really get these blood samples out to a wide market with the help of this web of middlemen. And there are all these companies all over the world that Cantor BioConnect, similar companies, will also use that help them get their blood samples out to a global market. Now, one of those companies was a major biotech firm in India, and they were acting as a middleman for Cantor BioConnect. And their prices were even more shocking, given the fact that they weren't really doing very much in terms of costs of sourcing the blood or stuff like that.
I think that Indian company even had a $50,000 price tag for a single sample, which was $10,000 more than Cantor BioConnect had.
Exactly. And this Indian company, you know, they didn't source the blood. They didn't even ship it out. They basically acted as kind of a middleman marketer. In their words, they were just a facilitator because they have this huge network of labs that they could connect Cantor BioConnect with. So their prices, even the cheapest, doubled from $350 to $950. The premium inventory increased to $5,000 from $3,000. And like you said, the most expensive went up to $50,000, which was just an amount that no one I spoke to said they'd ever heard of before.
Are we still hearing, though, that the blood is still at least making its way to labs and scientists that need it? It's not kind of just falling by the wayside or anything like that?
No, there's definitely no suggestion of that. These are legitimate companies and they do, you know, they are really trying to get these blood samples to scientists, test manufacturers who need it. And Cantor BioConnect itself said that they had sold blood samples to one of the world's largest test manufacturers themselves, but didn't want to name who that was.
As I mentioned earlier, just that these notions of profiteering, I know you spoke to people from Cantor. How do they react when they hear these types of allegations?
All the companies involved, Cantor BioConnect and AbbVie Chemical, both deny any kind of profiteering. Cantor itself said that its prices were basically directly related to the high costs of its supply chain, and they listed finding donors, which we know it does through social media, testing the samples, and things like safety costs and logistics. And they said that they make up to 40% profit on the project overall, but wouldn't name specific profit margins for samples like that $40,000 sample. AbbVie, on the other hand, said that basically the company didn't sell any blood samples itself, and it merely acted as a facilitator for products that manufacturers might need. And it said it hadn't successfully sold any of Cantor Bioconnect's blood samples yet, so hadn't yet made a profit.
Jane Bradley, investigative reporter for the New York Times, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.